Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 664. It's also the end of August when I'm recording this. And yesterday I sent my son off into the sunset back to college. And I've been thinking about it, and it doesn't ever really get easy, I think. He is starting his junior year in college, so this is the third time he will leave home for a school year away, and I'm not used to it yet, I have to say. I don't know if you ever get used to it. I was thinking about how it's different from the first year. The first year he went away to school was August of 2020. I was sending him, we were delivering him because he didn't have a car at school. We were delivering him to a new college campus that he's never been at before, that he had never been at before, as an 18-year-old college freshman. He didn't know his way around. He didn't really know anyone other than he had spent some time with some of the guys on the volleyball team. So that was a bit comforting for me that the coach was ready for him to arrive to campus and the teammates that he had met were ready to welcome him onto the team. But I was sending him 2.5 hours away during a global pandemic. And so that was, that added a layer of uncertainty and wondering, certainly, to that first time sending a kid off to college. I was concerned about whether or if he would get COVID, and if so, what would happen? Would he come home? Would he quarantine there? How sick would he be? How would I manage if they quarantined him at school and he was sick and I was 2 hours away? Would I take him to a hotel so he didn't infect anyone here at our house, in our family, at home? So many questions. And then just the regular questions back then of sending a college freshman off. Will he make friends? Will he manage his time well? Will he find his way? I felt pretty comfortable about all of those things, but you still don't have certainty until you see it play out, right? So that year came and went almost without, well, I would say almost without a blip, except all five of us got COVID in March of 2021 after thinking we were in the clear because we had avoided it for a whole year. My son got it, and then literally 24 hours later, we found out that the rest of us were exposed. So we all five had it. Even though my son was at school, we all five had it the same week. Luckily, he didn't have it too many symptoms. So while I was home, bedridden, very, very ill, at least I didn't have to worry too much about him because he was much better off than I was. But anyway, I digress. This year, he left, and I already feel the gaping hole of his absence in our home. I feel the absence of his voice. I feel the absence of his energy. I feel the absence of our in-person interactions. We texted a little bit yesterday and already again this morning. So I'm managing, I should say. When he went away as a freshman, in addition to all the stuff I just said, I also was trying to figure out what this new phase of our relationship would look like. How often would we have contact? Would we speak on the phone? Would we FaceTime? Would we text? Some combination of them. I didn't want to reach out too often. I really wanted to allow him to set the tone of how often he wanted or needed contact. And yet at the same time, I didn't want him to feel like he left for school and we forgot about him, because nothing could be further from the truth. But I wanted him to give this, I wanted to give him the space to find his way. And what eventually evolved is a combination of all three. Sometimes we text each other, sometimes he calls me on the phone, sometimes he FaceTimes. When he FaceTimes, it's often because he wants me to see something or see him. For example, freshman year, he FaceTimed me when he had just gotten back from a job fair where he met some potential employers for his internship that will be coming up this coming summer. And so I think he wanted me to see him dressed in his suit. And of course, I made a big fuss over it because he looked very handsome. But anyway, now, this being the third year, I don't have all of those questions. I'm not as concerned about COVID. You know, we're all learning to live with it almost 3 years later. We're learning to figure out what the rhythm of our lives look like with this new, looks like with this new living with this virus, and how much precaution to take, when to loosen up, all those kind of things. I think everyone is kind of sort of learning how to live with this virus amongst us. Among us? Amongst us? I don't know what the right word is there. But anyway, I don't have as much of the fear of the unknown of the pandemic. I don't have the unknown about Will he make friends? Will he find his way? I know that he manages his time well. He's got a solid group of friends up there, most of whom are his teammates on the volleyball team, but some other ones too. And he has two friends from home, and they go to school at the school right next to his school. So it's only a 5-minute walk to get to his home friends. And through those friends, he's made friends at their school. So he has a nice big group of friends and acquaintances. He's very settled, very integrated into his school. I'm super thankful for that. And I know the frequency and kind of our interactions. Sometimes we'll text, sometimes we'll FaceTime, and sometimes we will talk on the phone. And it's all going to be okay. I know that. And I knew it in my bones when he went off for freshman year. And I knew it last year when he went off for sophomore year. And I know it again now. But it's really hard to not miss him. It's really hard to not feel sad that he's not here. And at the same time, I am excited for him. This is his junior year. He's really getting into his rhythm. He really knows how to manage himself as a college student and do well. I'm so excited for him and what this year holds for him. But isn't it interesting that we can have the paradox of two completely conflicting emotions? I can feel joy and sadness at the same time. I can feel anticipation, excitement, and grief at the same time. It's very interesting. We humans are complex creatures who can hold simultaneous emotions, conflicting emotions, feelings, thoughts, all of that. So I kind of just wanted to do a little episode today to articulate where I am as a mom who is sending who has just sent off her college junior. I don't know if this will help any of you. Maybe some of you who have freshmen that you're sending off, or maybe you have a high school senior like I do, who is a year away from heading off to their next adventure. And so hopefully some of my words and thoughts and experiences will bring some ideas or comfort to those of you who are tuning in to this episode. So that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a very insightful day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.